send us a review that you posted. Send us your address. We'll send you out a couple stickers and stuff, man, for real.
EmployeeOnePodcast@gmail.com.
Is it number or spelled?
It's a number. It's like a lowercase L. It's that kind of one.
Thank you.
I'm chewing a candy cane. It's impolite. I apologize.
I have never met anybody who's eaten the candy cane. Congratulations. You are the one person who eats all of it.
Oh, I like candy canes. You don't eat candy canes?
Fuck no. I like any type of crunchy hard fucking candy. Get fucked.
All right. Well, I got a candy cane and I get to get fucked. Nice. Got fucking five categories tonight.
We better start the show properly first.
Oh, wait. No, we don't.
We haven't even picked fucking...
We have one category, but it has six stories.
Okay. Are we going to start the show then and do the introduction stuff?
Employee number one, the Industrial Accident Podcast, Season 4, features pointed analysis and thoughtful commentary from main guy, this guy, and that guy.
Hello, and welcome to Employee Number One, the Industrial Accident Podcast. I'm main guy, Joe King. I'm joined with this guy.
Keita Vidoic Lichard.
Dude, you don't even act like you know your fucking name.
I don't remember how it's pronounced.
Keita Vidoic Liquid.
Lichard.
Where'd you get that fucking name from?
I think it was on, like, a fucking... the credits of a movie or some shit.
So you just fucking went for it?
Fuck yeah.
No research at all. All right.
And that guy...
Yes, sir.
What kind of...
I am Pete. Pedophile.
Pete O'File. Another Irishman.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, lad.
Hey, there's a space over there next to you. Where's research department?
Well, research department is not going to be joining us this evening.
Sure, right?
Yeah, let's just say I had my first erection in 51 days, and she's home recovering
Jesus
right now.
Jesus Christ.
A three-inch puncher.
After 51 days, it can go, it can punish a couple different times, boy. So that 3 inches starts adding up.
She wanted 9, so you gave her 3 thrice.
Whatever works, man.
My good God. Well, welcome back, everybody. We kind of got our schedule muffed up a bit. We're going to try to get back on schedule, but that'd probably get fucked up anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're okay. All fucking adults with changing schedules.
Okay, stories tonight. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
These are what you got to pick from.
We sure as hell will.
Avulsion.
Avulsion.
Gun. Trimmer. Bed. Finger. And popper.
Popper.
Popper. All right. These all have something in common.
Okay.
Which will become?
I love the whole mystery of it.
Which will become apparent soon.
No. Oh.
Okay.
I have a feeling it's going to be very bad.
It's always vague and fucking just trash, too.
No, it's not.
Like one word.
The last ones were like...
he thinks he's witty.
Lip, 1 through 5. Or breast, 1 through 5.
Yeah.
But then it's only like one fucking word that says breast. It's like a chicken
breast.
And it had
nothing to do with a boob at all. Oh, yeah, there was a couple that got caught in a conveyor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think any milk squeezed out of them?
I don't think so. They don't have milk in them all the time, bro.
Maybe they were fucking pregnant, though.
Okay, all right, just leave your porn searching out of this, okay?
Sometimes pus looks like milk.
No. Shut the fuck up.
All right, what did you say this guy? What was your name? Ketogenic?
He can't even fucking pronounce
it. Ketovitoic.
Ketovitoic.
We'll just call him Kale.
Some of your people got shot at a funeral the other night, you know.
Yeah, two of them fucking...
Didn't it happen in Rose Park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not surprising.
Glendale. Oh. Westside. All right. Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, they're showing them on the news that those dudes who got fucking shot, you know, they're fucking their family members. Oh, they were so, like, wonderful, great guys, such good family members. They just got, like, 6 fucking tears running down their fucking... big fucking 801 fucking tattoo on their fucking neck.
He beat
fucking
out of prison 3 days and was going to change his life. He was
thug
an influencer.
Life written down one cheek and stuff. Yeah, these fucking guys look great, man. Fucking A. Who would have thunk they'd have gotten shot, right? So surprising.
Sometimes the garbage takes itself out. Hey. All right, Omaha, Nebraska. Was that insensitive for me to say? Okay, inspection number 306. Do we normally do inspection? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we do inspection number.
Oh, we've been doing this for how many fucking years?
Yeah, you're the only motherfucker that reads the number. That's
well, I always do it drunk. You know, they used to say in college that the trick was to drink while you study and then get drunk before you take the test, because as long as you're drunk, you remember the shit you remembered last time you were drinking. That didn't work for me.
I don't think that's how it works.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think that's how it works either.
Who said that? Is it the same people who always say, you know what they say? It's just something they. It's just all the fucking they. They say, oh, she needed to be drunk, like, all through college.
No. It's like Seinfeld. Who's this they? I don't know, but they're talking.
They're talking.
All right. We're saying, and I'm hearing. No, no, you fat fucking bastard. It's not true.
Okay. Hey, here's a new thing that I saw in this report that I've never seen before. They've got a breakout for emphasis.
Oh.
L ergo init one. L meat pack.
L meat packo.
And S amputations.
El amputato.
All right. Investigation number. That's what we normally do.
Yes.
All right. Investigation number 200052207. On February 18th, 2004.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
On February 18th, 2004, employee number one was working in a beef processing facility. His primary duties involved operating a toenail popper machine used to remove toenails from the hooves of cows.
Cows have toenails?
No, I think like
you're
the
just making
hoof?
That shit up. Yeah, can't you just say fucking hoof? You just threw toenail in to fucking creep me out.
Okay, no. This is very important.
No.
It's about to get real fucking educational. Remove toenails from the hooves of cows in preparation for the lower legs to be sold overseas.
Okay.
Because we don't eat that shit.
Maybe they use them for, like, tables and...
Hats. Headwear.
We've all been at truck stops and seen that when you're traveling or something, right? Like, especially in your Arizona, New Mexico and shit. There's always those fucking cow hoof tables with legs and stuff. The chairs with horns all over them and stuff.
Okay, the toenail popper machine was located in a separate room and was set up to run...
I kind of wish the research department was here to find the toenail popper machine.
Hey, this machine runs continuously. Mother of Christ. Additionally, the toenail popper machine was designed with two in-running rollers that are covered with small teeth that rip the toenail from the hoof.
It looks like a giant fucking hydraulic press, almost.
Well, you got a toenail popper up there?
Oh, shit. Do they just feed the legs in through that thing there?
It looks like it, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm looking for my glasses.
What do they
do
with the toenail?
I've officially become old.
I don't even know what that... It looks like something you put your mail in.
See if there's a video of it operating.
Oh, but look at that. There's just fucking...
Wow. A research department that actually looks something up. Fucking A.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, oh, well, here's the toenail popper. It's our 18-inch fucking dildo.
I mean, I'm kind of scared to watch a video on this.
Toenail popper has a kickstart.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a fucking metal shear. Check this fucking shit out.
Oh, what was your sound?
I'm on.
Oh, there is sound.
Oh, fuck. Oh, so it is a shear, and they just cut the fucking hoof off. They just got the hoof down.
Right, let's see what we got. Whoa! That happens quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
It pops them right off.
Yeah, runs 24/7. Chop, chop, chop.
Wow. Toenail pop.
I could see where it'd be easy to get some shit stuck in there, though.
Oh, easily.
I don't see a whole lot of guarding just on that video you showed
no.
us. And it looks pretty recent.
Yeah.
And I did not notice a lot of guarding on there. Okay.
Or even yellow paint saying, don't put your hand
nothing,
here.
No red paint, no yellow paint, no nothing.
As employee number one inserted a hoof into the machine's 10-inch by 6-inch opening.
Yeah, we've seen that.
His right hand became caught in the in-running nip point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I can see that.
I concur. Do yourself a favor. Look up that video. You'll completely understand what we're talking about
it's
here.
It's just like a fucking metal shear with two little openings.
Yep.
Yep. His fucking nails were popped. He lost his right thumb, index, and middle finger. They were amputated. Employee number one was hospitalized and treated for his injuries. A detailed investigation determined that the toenail popper was designed in-house, not having any manufacturer's identification plates. So what we just saw was the professional toe popper.
Yeah.
We've seen the crude after. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a banjo
probably
version.
Probably ran one of those fucking John Deere Johnny Pop motors out there and a couple belts. Hit or miss fucking
it
motor.
It was probably a modified Arby's meat slicer.
Yeah. Ooh. With wood parts. Also, employee number one was wearing rubber gloves, which got caught in the machine and led to the injuries. The fucking PPE's no good. You can't wear bitch mittens to work. That's bad stuff.
Dude, like, where I work is so much all about fucking everybody working with gloves on that it's fucking, it's disturbing as fuck, man.
Yeah.
It really
Sometimes you just can't.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're handling something sharp, like, you know, a sharp piece of plastic, sure, put on some fucking gloves. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, like, what I do...
Yeah, you can't wear fucking gloves.
Yeah.
Picking up itty-bitty screws, trying to thread them into shit?
Nah, man, that's why it's fucking constantly. So, you know, we got the fucking...
Got the fingerless gloves, do you? He just colors two of his fingertips with a blue marker.
Yeah, we got the safety guy call.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
What's that noise?
Fucking dog tearing down the gate.
Oh, okay.
One of the dogs that isn't supposed to be going down the stairs. I'm just fucking saying the dog you probably just invested $10,000 in is down at the bottom of the stairs. When
there's no probably about it. He did invest $10,000.
Maybe one of y'all might want to get up and check out what the fuck's going on. Maybe.
No, the last time it's somebody fell down the stairs, my wife broke her leg in two places. I'm not looking. Remember that whole deal?
Then you broke yours a week later.
Yeah.
Y'all got some weak bones up in this bitch.
Not me. I drink
y'all
a lot of fucking
milk.
I drink a lot of milk.
You need some milk.
I'm going to start eating gelatin made out of...
Don't do it. Fucking gelatin. Fuck gelatin, man.
Somebody
fucking
coming
liquid
to the studio?
Diet bullshit.
Who's there trying to come in the studio?
Nobody.
It was your daughter, but I told her we're recording. She fucked off.
Oh.
She may have needed something important.
Not too inviting of you?
No.
If it was something important, she would
have an extra microphone.
Yeah. Wonder if... Did she look up non-pornography items on her phone?
Oh, that's just going to be creepy with that little girl in here. Don't do it.
Okay, Mr. O'File?
Yes, Mr. Your happy... What is he again? Something gaming?
King. Joe King.
Oh, okay.
Mr. King.
Joseph
King. Initial and current penalty, do they match?
Absolutely not.
They do not match.
That's what I said.
I'm gonna read a number. You tell me if
we're gonna
it's...
double down on this bitch.
Yep.
All right.
Is this the initial or the current penalty?
Dude, lay it on me.
2,250.
Current.
That is the current penalty. Good
so
God!
So proud of you.
That's amazing.
Not my first rodeo, so
fucking guy quit smoking. And
it's your second rodeo, isn't it?
Fucking almost.
I'm almost paying attention tonight, man. So let's.
Well, there's no one to distract you with showing you porn videos.
Yeah. I'm sitting in a comfortable position, which is fucking pretty much unheard of right now. I'm fucking liquored up, which I'm not supposed to be fucking doing.
Well, let's address what the fuck you're drinking as well.
Oh, this is our biggest fucking bitch ass pussy drink.
It says hard on it.
It does. Yeah, exactly. So I'll. Perusing the aisles of the local liquor store because carbonation, this is a bad thing. Like, carbonation hurts my belly right now.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It bubbles up through my guts and every fucking thing else. Carbonation really bad. Right? Yeah. Carbonation is bad and beer is carbonated. So I'm over here drinking.
Gut bubble.
Yeah. So I'm drinking fucking Arizona hard, real brewed sweet tea. And I guarantee you there's a dildo on the bottom of this fucking can. I just got to drink it down.
Oh, yeah. It said hard, and it's a big can.
Yeah.
What? I mean, normally I've been around you, and you drink that Twisted Tea shit. Why would you change brands?
Because
you're a fucking whore?
Well, that's a bigger I've never can. Had this. I've never had this.
Well, yeah. It's my ex-wife's excuse. Never had that one. Never had that one.
He's feeling adventurous. Give him a break.
All right.
Giving it a go. And I think when the fuck you ever see me drink Twisted Tea? Like, let's be honest. I mean, I don't even drink spirits that often.
We've drank Twisted Tea because you can buy the actual, not the pre-canned shit. You can buy the...
Big jug?
Jug, and then you put it in real iced tea, remember? And we got all fucking tuned up 700 or 800 times.
That wasn't Twisted Tea. That was just sweet tea flavored vodka.
Oh,
That wasn't like Twisted Tea is actually like a brand. Like it comes in the yellow can.
Oh, well,
they have those gay, stupid ass fucking commercials.
Okay, I beg your pardon. I just thought.
I mean,
was...
like I figure if Randy Macho Man Savage was still alive, he'd be doing Twisted Tea commercials.
I had to twist my socks off. I got confused.
Hey, don't be talking shit on Macho Man Randy Savage. The man's a hero.
Not anymore.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Initial penalty, brother.
We're all going to hell now.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Kungwaka. Kumquat lips.
Kavita Loic.
Kavita Loic.
Kitavita Loic.
Dana Loish.
At least he's been practicing the pronunciation.
Yeah.
It helps when I get more and more drunk.
Hey, yeah. Bula.
Bula.
Initial penalty. Was it $4,500 or $4,500?
That's the same number.
The same thing, 4,500.
He is getting smarter. Wow.
Could have fooled me.
All right. Since that guy, instead of this guy, won everything, the remaining categories, avulsion, gun, trimmer, bed, or finger.
I'm going to go with avulsion.
Avulsion. What did I always say? This was California. Santa Rosa, California.
You stated that already.
Yeah, somewhere in California near Santa Rosa. Investigation number 99357.015. Bingo. At 2:15 p.m. on April 24th, 2017. That was almost Mustang Day.
Yeah, April Fool's Day.
An employee number one, was working in an auto shop and was completing a 30-point inspection on a Chevy Silverado pickup truck that was on a bend-pack two-post surface-mounted auto and light-duty truck lift model XPR-10CX. You know the serial number?
No.
517-5943-000172. Employee number one opened the back door of the Silverado, and the door pushed into the lift lowering knob.
Well, the lift lowerer.
Now, the lift lowering knob, I'm assuming that's like the same lift you have out in your garage right now.
No, mine's a four-post. This is a two-post. This is the kind that has
it,
the little...
Right, but it still, should have the two hands to lower it. It has to have the initial pop to release all the brake mechanisms, and then to release the hydraulics.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't need to use both hands.
I bet you do.
No, well, there are two things, but you can use the same hand. You got to unlatch this thing and then use the lever. It's not a simultaneous two-hand deal.
See, because we have the two-post lift where I work to lift into the autoclave. And as they come up, you know, they zzz, click, click as they walk up the ladder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know
every
how
time
we're
dropping the dogs in. And then as you push the button, that releases the dogs. And then the other button releases the hydraulics to bring it down. So it'd be a two-handed process.
I've had this lift for 5 years.
And you've never brought it down, have you?
No, true. I've only used it once.
it's only been...
I think you did it once to see if it went up and down, and then after that it's just been up.
No, okay. I took it up once I took it up once, and the garage door was open, and I crunched the top of my car against the open garage door, and I had to lower it down a couple notches. But I don't remember if it required simultaneous two-hand action
okay.
or not.
That's fair.
To be fair, you were probably drunk.
To be fair. Good chance. Good possibility. Motherfucker's awake. There's a good chance he's drunk.
Employee number one opened the back door of the Silverado, yes. and the door pushed into the lift lowering knob. The lift caught his right foot underneath it and crushed four toes. I'm trying to figure out how that works. It implies that it's lifting, but it's coming down. I guess it just...
So first off, I'm assuming the truck is sitting on the ground. On its four tires.
Oh, he like had his foot on the leg, and it
probably under
up.
The leg, and oh. he opened the door into it, and then the leg came down onto his foot.
Huh.
And no PPE there with the steel toes.
Well, they just
something that heavy steel toes probably wouldn't help much at all either.
Oh well, it wouldn't come down with a mass amount of force or anything. There's no pressure driving it down; it'd just be weight, and the steel toes would stop that.
Fair.
I'm assuming.
You never know.
Right, but I'll debate it.
Let's go try it.
No, let's
I think I'll pass. I like my toes.
Emergency services. I don't like my toes. They're ugly fucking things.
Oh, God.
Emergency services responded and transported the employee to Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital, where he was admitted for treatment.
Jesus Christ.
The employee suffered a partial amputation, but had that reattached by surgery. Three toes were fractured and lacerated, and the third largest toe... Was that your ring finger toe?
I don't know.
I've never measured my toes.
Yeah. It had a toenail avulsion. I bet they're all pretty big at this point.
They're all probably pretty fucking flat.
Yeah, the one that looks...
Wow. This is going to be one of those freak accidents, though, because in my head I'm just not picturing this. And we have those lifts there at work. So I mean,
see what you can come up with tomorrow.
For what?
He doesn't go back to work till Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just, I'll write you a note and I'll pin it to your, pin it to your fucking shirt.
Fuck you. Well, I'll write you a medical note to go to work.
Yeah.
Two post lift toenail avulsion research report.
No.
Safety guy required.
I'm just not seeing it.
All right.
Well, that's all right.
Well. He was released within 48 hours of being admitted.
Put your glasses on. We'll see what happens. You might be able to see it then.
Possibly.
Okay, Dr. Lick-a-lot-a-puss. Initial and current penalty, do they match?
That's Dr. Never Seen a Puss.
Oh.
What?
Talking to you, Mr. Cuticle.
What are you saying?
Do the initial and current penalty match?
No.
They match. They both
Fucking matching recently? Have you noticed that?
What?
Well, the last one didn't match.
No, it didn't
match. Not the last one, but it's been more common the last couple of episodes.
I don't know. This is the first time I've been on the show.
I don't pay close enough attention to give a shit, so here we go.
Clearly, since you're bonking two posters together.
Yeah, I got my Care Bear posters here, man.
Are you bonking the Care Bear poster with the Star Wars poster?
I am, yeah. Down here making noise and shit. Bored out of my fucking mind.
Okay, bored out of your fucking mind. Initial and current penalty match.
Want some nicotine, yeah. Lighting some shit on fire. What do you got?
Do the initial and current penalty, which happen to match, are they more or less than $1,000?
More.
$700 fucking.
$700?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Guy went to the hospital and stuff, though. I was assuming more. Okay.
Yeah. So it's probably $200 for each of the toenails and then $300 for the big one. Is that how it works?
That's what I'd say.
All right. Next category. This guy?
Yeah.
Gun.
Oh, fuck. Well, you're pretty much done there, right? I mean, fucking A.
Gun.
I can see him popping wood from here.
Trimmer, bed, or finger?
I want to see how finger fits in with toenail.
Opium Health. Oh, that's Optum Health. Never mind. Covina, California.
Opium and COVID, California.
Investigation number 142-139.015. At 4 o'clock p.m. on October 15th, 2021, employee number one was performing an outpatient procedure as a medical professional to remove a patient's ingrown toenail. Bleh. Employee number one's scalpel slipped, resulting in a small laceration just below the fifth finger near the palm. Employee number one was wearing surgical gloves for the procedure, and the patient was the only witness to the crime, incident. The outpatient facility offered the employee medical services at an occupational medical facility. So this fucking person works at a hospital, and they're going to send him to work med.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's stupid.
Fuck, I had to take someone to work med yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, the puking guy, right?
Yeah.
Did he die, or is he still all right?
They didn't let him out of the fucking hospital until, 10 last night.
Oh, you're kidding.
They transferred him to, a proper ER.
So, what was...
So, it's the opposite of this story. You're at a real hospital, and they send you to the goddamn Quickie Mart of medical care.
Yeah, so my fucking coworker, we get all the way to lunchtime. After lunch, we go to the next place of work. He's great for, 15 minutes. He gets in the truck, moves it, 100 feet, gets out, he's white as a ghost, and he has dark rings under his eyes.
Mm.
And he's, fucking super dizzy. So we have him sit down, and we give him some water, and, 15 minutes after that, he starts puking. And he keeps puking, and he keeps puking.
Heat stroke.
Middle of winter.
Yeah, it was, fucking, with the wind chill, it was, 25 degrees yesterday.
Maybe somebody farted
and
in the
truck.
And
it was even colder today.
Yeah, it was fucking cold.
Hmm.
So I end up taking him back to the shop,
mm-hmm.
drop him off, And, of course, I was driving a work truck, and every single fucking bump, he was going,
Cause, I mean, you had to drive with a puker? Oh, my God.
That's implied with
driving window
back
down,
to the shop.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
He was puking in a fucking bucket. Anyway, so we get there. I get told I'm good to go back to work. I'm, like, 2 minutes away from the shop. They call me, have me come back and take him to work med. Jesus. But I'm in a fucking position where I can't just flip a U-turn. I have to go all the way around the fucking block. And, of course, it's fucking lunch rush hour traffic. So it takes me, like, fucking 10 minutes to get back. I'm getting a fucking text from my lead man saying, what's your ETA? I'm like, first of all, I'm driving. Second of all...
I can't text, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's like, all the fucking lead men are there. The foreman there and the assistant foreman are there. It's like, one of them can't take him?
Well, if a guy's fucking parking a custard, I wouldn't let him in my vehicle either.
No, no way. So,
did they ever find out what was wrong with him?
Well, I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
So I take him to work med, and I get approved overtime, because at this point, it's like fucking 1:50.
Yeah, is that quitting time?
I get off at 2:30.
Oh, fuck, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I wish I got off at 2:30.
So I take him there.
You only get off after 51 days.
They immediately take him back to a room. A nurse comes in, checks his vitals, and then we're just sitting there. And we're sitting there. And we're sitting there.
Like, were you holding his hand?
No. I was just sitting in the same fucking room.
Why didn't
room
you just fucking leave?
I was told to stay with him because he was in no fucking shape to drive.
They could have called you if some shit went down.
Well, so...
But I guess, like, if... I'm going to be honest. If I'm getting paid for it, yeah, I'm going to stay in the nice, warm waiting room rather than being out. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm down.
But then about 3 o'clock, his brother calls me because his brother works with us, too. And he's like, I'll swap you out. Go ahead and go home. I'm like, okay. And about 3 hours later, I get a text from his brother. They had him take him to a proper ER because work med, they deal with injuries. They can't do anything about a guy puking.
Well, yeah,
so
what are you going to do?
So they put an IV and shit in him.
Well, they might give him a fucking hearing test.
But I get a text from his brother.
See if his ventilator fits.
I get a text from his brother about 10:50 last night. And he's like, did he hit his head or anything? I'm like, no, he just looked sick after lunch. I don't know what happened. He's like, okay, because he's having, like, fucking nosebleeds and shit now. Yeah.
So, like, nothing today, though?
I haven't heard about him today. But he texts me again. He's like, he was having stroke symptoms. So they did an MRI, and he came out fine. But they said it was fucking vertigo-induced cluster migraine.
God damn.
God damn. Damn! Never heard of that shit.
No. Nope.
Bad deal.
Ugh.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, the research department gets really bad headaches.
Mm-hmm.
And amazingly enough, she gives them, too. Jesus.
Just add the vertigo on top of that.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah, exactly.
Say, that was my day yesterday.
Well, I mean, that still kicks the shit out of my day. I mean, you know, got up, went downstairs. Turned on the TV, took a nap.
Whimpered a bit.
Yeah.
Can't even whack off.
Fuck. I hate to save that shit for special occasions. That's not an everyday occurrence.
Purity,
you know,
of essence.
Yeah. I'm going to light a candle. You know, it's going to be an event.
Hey, you guys want to hear about the employee number one?
Absolutely.
So they were going to send her to the work med, yeah.
Oh.
She notified her supervisor the next day that the laceration, this fucking toenail scalpel that she jabbed in her fucking hand, became infected, oddly enough. And the supervisor recommended, again, that the employee seek medical services. There's a medical professional working on an ingrown toenail, jabs herself, gets sent to work med, doesn't want to go, calls the next day, has an infection, and the doctor at the office she works for says she got to go to the doctor.
Can't she just prescribe herself, like, fucking antibiotics?
I don't think she can prescribe herself shit.
No.
I'm assuming she's like a...
Yeah, you're fucking around with people's toenails. You're pretty low down the goddamn ladder.
Cool.
She was admitted to a hospital for a series of antibiotic treatments.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Toenails are so fucking nasty.
Yes, they are.
I would rather lick a butthole than suck a toenail. I'm going to go on record right
and
now.
There's some nights you suck a toenail, lick a butthole, and...
No. I ain't real keen on either one, but I'd rather lick a fucking... Well, fuck, I don't know, man. I mean, you know,
I'll take a hard pass on
Ebola. Both. Is pretty fucking
Ebola.
What the fuck did she have there?
It's so bad it changed vowels.
Oh,
so what did she wind up with through the total of getting stabbed with a toenail? What's a toenail give you?
An infection, apparently.
Well, yeah, an infection, and the employer gets charged $5,370. That is not reduced.
How did they get charged when it was her own fault she didn't go to work med?
She stabbed herself, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably didn't have her cut gloves on.
She was wearing her oyster shutters. Good God. Yeah, that doesn't seem to make sense. Outpatient procedure as a medical professional. Scalpel slipped. Small laceration. The employer pays $5,370.
Fucking scalpels are so sharp, too. I could only imagine with, like, the slightest amount of pressure how deep that fucking cut would go, man.
Yeah. And you probably don't feel it till you look at it.
Right.
It's like, ugh. Oh, fuck.
When I worked at that fucking medical joint place, man, there was all kinds of fucking shit like that.
You probably handled a toenail scalpel.
I'm pretty sure. There was fucking blood, shit, puke on all kinds of stuff, man. So, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
All being cleaned with cold water.
Yeah. Not when I fucking left that place, though. That motherfucking hot water when I left. Their fucking boilers were running.
Did they just not know how to turn them on?
How do you sterilize something in water that's 38 degrees?
Now, their boilers were working when I departed that place. Now, their water recovery system was not functioning correctly, but...
Do they have to have, like, is it just like a... It's got to be a closed-loop system. Where
yeah,
I mean,
it was. That's exactly what it was supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
Yes.
But instead, it was just a goddamn going through an incinerator garbage disposal right into the fucking storm drain.
Yeah, and it was going right out into the public. Yep.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
There had to be solids and clumps and clots and things.
So that stuff ran through. The filtration system still worked, but the recycling system did not because of all the pumps and stuff on that. So the tanks were full, so the water would come into the tanks. And so, basically, they were just using those as settling tanks at this point.
Oh, God, just to get the shit out of the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they still had, I mean...
Fuck me, there's, like, eyeballs and...
No, there was nothing like that in there. I mean, most of it...
You know there goddamn well there was...
I don't think there was any... We never found any appendage. Most of the cool shit they put up, like, on the fucking pegboards and stuff.
Really?
So, oh, yeah.
Like what?
Oh, like there were some fucking toenails. Really wicked looking gloves and stuff like that.
Fucking earlobe.
Like a fucking, like, there was like a half a shoe that had been fucking cut off and fucking.
No fucking way.
Yeah, like half a bloody fucking Nike and shit.
Of course it's a Nike.
An Ike.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Like, I never really talked to anybody or anything at that place.
Well, you didn't.
Yeah, there was a lot of languages being spoken at that establishment. There really was. A whole lot of languages. And it was not even like the prominent, like Spanish was not even the prominent one in there. That was definitely more Bosnian than anything.
Being spoken. Wow.
We have Bosnians here?
We had that Bosnian guy shot up Trolley Square a few years ago.
Yeah.
Like, a few years. Wasn't it like fucking 20 years ago?
Yeah, it was like 20 years ago.
I don't even think I was born then.
But Trolley Square never recovered after that. So.
Yeah, we had a local Bosnian fellow.
Yeah, but I mean, I think like Bosnian. There was like Russian, Chinese, a few African languages that I don't necessarily know where they were from.
Are you sure it was people talking and not just equipment making clicks?
I just kind of kept my head down, made sure I didn't touch anything.
My brother worked for a uniform company, and
I had one of those fucking jobs too.
And ended up working for a guy with a guy. He called him the Nigerian Nightmare. They did not get along. Oh, Christ. Okay, next story. We got a choice between gun, trimmer, and bed.
What were they again? Then? I wasn't paying attention.
Gun, trimmer, bed.
Ah, trimmer.
Toenail trimmer coming right up. City and County of San Francisco, California.
Is there a forklift involved?
That's a good question. Oh, no. This is a good one. This is a heartwarming story for people who love animals.
I don't think anything involving toenails is heartwarming.
Or San Francisco.
Yeah.
Although it's more heartwarming than Oakland.
Or Compton.
As long as they ease it up past your heart. Well,
Oakland's just across the bay, man.
Investigation number 20112844 85. On August 2nd, 2011, employee number one, a canine police officer and trainer, was at the San Francisco Police Department canine yard trimming the toenails of a police dog. Aren't they called claws?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I've never called them toenails.
The dog was on a table approximately 2.5 feet high, and he was using standard animal nail clippers. Mm-hmm. The nails on three of the dog's feet had been trimmed. One nail on her rear paw
Aren't
had been...
Aren't they paws, not feet?
Yeah.
Well, clearly just said paw right here. They corrected themselves.
Yeah. Dog's feet, one nail on her rear paw, had been clipped into the quick and was treated with styptic powder. That's a tough thing with black claws on animals. You can't tell how far back to go.
So you use the Dremel tool.
Until you hit blood and then you know where to stop clipping?
Well, no, you just take the sharp part off and keep rolling, man.
I mean, oh.
The petty paw thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that your trademark?
What?
Did you name it after you? The petty file? The
petty paw? No, that's actually like the name of this shit, man. It's it's one of those Ron Popeil fucking, you know.
Well, no, I just thought maybe it was your trademark. Pedophile, peta.
Yeah.
Peta paw.
Yeah, petty paw.
All right. As employee number one was trimming the nails on the remaining front paw, the dog bit his right hand. He didn't like that styptic powder treatment. You ever use that?
No.
You ever got nicked shaven and used that little styptic pencil?
No.
It's like fucking a soldering iron.
I just use aftershave.
No, if you get a nick and
yeah,
you get a little bloody thing.
And...
Yeah, you use the styptic pencil. It makes it stop bleeding.
Or you just wait a couple minutes.
It stings and your heart stops. You never cut yourself shaving with a razor.
Me? Fuck yeah.
Everyone has that.
Yeah, that's what you fucking do. One year for Christmas, my boss got us all fucking straight razors.
Oh, God.
Mine's still in the package at home, man, because I know I'll cut my fucking self with that.
No shit.
Yeah.
You never used a styptic pencil?
No.
Huh.
No.
All right.
If it's bleeding bad enough, you get some toilet paper and...
Oh, fuck, I hate that shit, like when you're in the shower, though, and you cut your fucking self, and it looks like a fucking scene from fucking Psycho. So you fucking get out of the shower, and it's this little teeny fucking ink, you put your thumb over it, and it fucking stops bleeding, but while the water's hitting it, instantly scene from fucking Psycho.
How the fuck can you shave in the shower?
What do you mean, how can I shave in the shower?
You got a mirror in the shower?
No.
He just guesses.
That explains a lot.
No, I mean, like, for my head and stuff, though, I just fucking run my one hand up and my second hand, you know, back up, scrape it a couple times and rub it where I still feel hair. I just shave there.
Well, that makes sense. Okay.
Jesus, I mean, you know.
Christ. Don't get fucking.
I mean, I can still grow hair. I don't have your fucking stupid ass looking toupee that covers it all.
Employee number one was hospitalized at Mills Peninsula Hospital for treatment. Employee number one and a coworker both indicated that at the moment of the incident, a gun was fired at the gun range next door.
What?
Okay, so
this
dog
guy's trimming the fucking dog claws and people shooting live rounds next to it. The dog had been handled by employee number
Shouldn't
one.
Should the dog be used to it, though, if it's so close?
You would think so.
I don't know.
The dog had been
handled. Have you seen the videos how they train the fucking horses in the cowboy movies to get used to gunshots?
No.
They get fucking blanks to do it right into the fucking horse's ears.
I don't think the Humane Society would approve of that shit these days. Wow.
Yeah, they just gotta fucking go up.
They don't get used to it. They just fucking don't have eardrums anymore.
That doesn't sound... That doesn't make any sense at all.
Apparently worse.
I never heard a horse say, huh?
I guess you are firing it right by their ear, though, because if you pull a pistol up at arm's range, you're right by
Right above their fucking head. Jesus Christ. The dog had already been handled by employee number one on prior occasions without incident, including two previous toenail trimming sessions. No fine, no fees, no penalty, San Francisco. OK. Okay, two categories left. Bed and gun.
Go bed.
Go bed.
I'm a little disappointed. I really am. That's the whole reason you're holding out.
Exactly. That's exactly.
Yeah, we saved the gun story for the pinko communist liberal over there. Investigation number 139792.015. At 4 o'clock p.m. on July 14th,
Quentin time.
2021, employee number one was performing a start-of-shift inspection. See there, smart ass.
Second shift coming on.
Of a Raymond.
First shift, man. That's quitting time. Second shift coming on.
Raymond stand-up forklift, model 750. Serial number?
No one cares.
750-20-AD-78581. Inside the warehouse. It's a lot of numbers to have inside a building. While backing away from the charging station, employee number one attempted to dismount the forklift before it had come to a complete stop.
Dismount was a fucking horse?
All right.
His left foot remained on, quote, the dead man switch, allowing movement, while his right foot was planted on the floor behind the rear right wheel.
That's just a fucking stupid move.
Yes.
The forklift ran over his right foot, causing degloving of the second and fifth toes. Skipped a toe. Skipped two toes. Wow.
It's probably the tread on the fucking woman's tires.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point, yeah.
Okay, causing degloving of the second and fifth toes, an open fracture of the fifth distal phalanx, and injuries to the second and third toenail beds. The employee was wearing steel-toed shoes at the time. Emergency services transported employee number one to the hospital where he was admitted and treated. Here's the key words, broken. Broken bone. Degloving, foot, forklift, fracture, run over, and toe. All right, initial and current penalty, Pete. Do they match?
No.
They do not match.
He remembered his name, that's surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't fucking stumble the fuck all over you, so I know it wasn't yours.
Leon Takanakis?
There you go.
Did the initial...
Tucker fell off the sofa?
Come on, I want to lay ya. Initial and current penalty do not match. I'm going to read a number, and you tell me if it's initial or current. 5,971.
Initial.
That is the initial penalty. Ooh. Current penalty was reduced to 2,986, which if you had a calculator, you could figure out the difference, but I don't have one, so fuck it. Last story, gun.
Gun.
Oh, I'm going to hit pause.
I need a drink.
Oh.
Oh, fuck yeah, I need a drink, too. I've only had four beer. Hey, main guy here, just punching this in during the editing of this episode. During the beer break, we got involved in a half-hour conversation that had to do with current events, and, shit got kind of tense for a while. So the conversation and the side remarks between main guy and that guy are not entirely joking. Now for a moment of silence. Brandywine, Maryland.
I have to act like I'm all cool with him, don't I?
No, you're all revved up. We hit pause. We had a bit of a confrontation there.
Yeah.
You can be fucking pissed off if you want.
I just
want
to go on record saying, fuck you.
Hey,
you're on record doing that every night, though. That's
yeah,
not,
no shit.
You're not making much of a statement right here.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck you, too.
Fair enough.
Inspection number 306. Okay, 306. They put it in two different places. I got really confused for a minute. Inspection number
He's always fucking confused because he's always drunk.
Yeah. Shut up. I'm not always drunk. Sometimes I'm asleep. Sometimes I'm pooping. 306-771-833.
He's pooping when he's asleep.
How to start a day?
Why do you think your mom's always so mad?
I have this dream where I'm always a chicken laying a big egg, and then I wake up and with my wife screaming. You're not a rooster. You're not a rooster. Okay, on July 15th, 2003, employee number one was working in a structure under construction.
All right.
He was struck in the chest with a nail, discharged from a pneumatic nail gun, which was being used by a coworker.
Oh, that's some horseplay shit right there, man. Fuck you, we know where that shit's going right there, man.
How does this fit into the category?
I don't know, man, but...
The coworker
this
was...
This is some Happy Gilmore type shit.
Well, nail, gun. Gun.
The category is toenail.
Oh, so it was probably a toenail gun.
The co- like,
for, it's no, just toenails.
No, for like...
From the people who brought you the toenail popper.
For nailing in toe boards and stuff.
Yeah, the coworker was using the nail gun to toenail a piece of 2-inch by 12-inch rim board into the top plate of a wall.
So he's nailing the rim?
Okay. Employee number one was hospitalized for a puncture wound. No fines, no fees, no penalties. Goddamn. Jose Velatoro Carpentry got off lucky there.
See, send in ice.
La migra, la migra.
Goddamn. Repeat your name again for me. Slowly. Let's do it phonetically. Hooked on phonics.
You want me to spell it for you?
No.
No, just give me a syllable and then a second space and then another syllable.
Keto.
Acidosis.
V. To. Uck.
Uck.
AQ.
Keto Vito Uck.
Lichard. Like Richard with an L.
Lichard. Keto Vito Uck. Keto Vito Uck. Keto Vito Uck. I think that's going to summon a demon if I keep going.
Yeah, probably. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
What was the other one? Candyman, right? Candyman, 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 right?
Bloody Mary, Bloody
Isn't
Mary.
Isn't that what
Bloody
they call Mary. Tim
Allen? Candyman?
I'm picking up what you're laying down.
He got arrested for fucking trapping blow through a fucking airplane.
Before
he started acting.
All right, well, for employee number one, I have been main guy, Joe King. I've been joined with Keto Vito Uck, Lichard.
Yeah.
How'd Ooh. I do?
Fuck Good it. Job, man.
Not so too bad. That takes a minute. That's Inuit. Isn't it?
It's from...
What movie was that from?
I don't fucking remember.
Nanook of the North. Remember
that fucking garbage-ass name, but not the fucking
Well, I wrote it down because I thought it was funny.
All right.
You're making fun of somebody's lifeblood. That's somebody's father.
And now we're going to get fucking sued.
It's now out there in the ether. Someone's going to name their kid that after hearing this prize-winning episode.
Here's my kid, Keto Vito Uck Simpson.
All six listeners.
Yeah. And then my favorite Irish pedophile, Pete Ophile.
I'm not a pedophile. Just
so
terrible.
You don't know that Jeffrey Epstein guy?
No.
You ever jump?
I'm fucking dirt ass poor. I definitely don't know a fucking Epstein guy.
You ever jump a tree? Like,
if I did know Epstein, I'd be on the receiving end, not the fucking giving end. So yeah. I'm fucking broke, motherfucker. Aww. So yeah.
Man. Hey. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to Happy New Year. We've got a couple new Patreon patrons. Thank you for signing up.
And after your Facebook post, we're going to have no Patreon listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. I stubbed my dick there on social media, but that'll be all right. Fuck them.
It happens.
That's why you don't accept friend requests from people that follow the podcast.
He accepts friend requests from anybody because he has no fucking friends whatsoever.
Yeah, I need the validation.
I mean, I honestly hate being friends with him because I have to read the stupidity every fucking day.
You don't
day.
Have to. You can just scroll right past it.
No, I have to stop and read it because I'm just amazed by it. Because this motherfucker for real?
Oh, daddy's for real.
Yeah.
Daddy is for real.
Real stupid.
No, not so much.
Hey, he skipped second grade, don't you know?
Yeah. It's pretty obvious.
I'm going to coast on
that. I had common sense class at fucking second grade. Motherfucker missed it entirely.
I'm going to be coasting that second grade skip until I'm 98.
What happens when you're 99?
I ain't going to live that long. Jesus Christ.
You keep fuck with me, you ain't going to live too much longer anyway.
Okay. He's about to misuse his authority.
I got a badge and a gun. I'm in all kinds of authority.
Hey, good night, pukes.
Later, folks.
Good night.